Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? And now, the best of O'Mara.
Oscar, I think I saw you over the weekend.
Did you?
Weren't you at Pimlico?
No.
Weren't you at the party in the infield for the Preakness?
No, I went to a low-rate horse race in Potomac, Maryland.
Oh, I saw that.
On a Sunday.
Now, but, you know, to be fair, you did come in third. I thought you did
great.
Yeah,
yeah.
Really
made
good.
$4.
But, exciting time for those people. Oh, I didn't realize we were going to phone him. What a surprise. Look at my hand almost operating independent of the rest of my body.
On the road.
As we dial up the horse that has won the second jewel in the Triple Crown. Fantastic. We're hoping that after the third ring or so, California Chrome will answer. It's anybody's horse. Guess.
Hello?
Hey! Double C!
Oh! All right. Hello. Who are you?
Well, you remember us. It's Oscar and Rob from the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, man. I got to be honest with you. There's so many people calling me.
I know.
I'm having so much difficulty with this phone. You know, I just don't have the right tools. You know, dude, I don't have the right tools for it. I'm just like...
How do you... Hello?
Oh, man.
Oh, no. He's hung up. I'm going to have to redial.
What was that thing on his nose?
It's some sort of brace to hold the phone, I think. But what I don't understand is how he picks it up. He has no opposable thumbs.
What about that hoof?
The hoof is not an opposable thumb.
Yeah, but the hoof, he could maybe swipe at it and shoot. Like,
well, yeah, but then he's still got to pick it up.
But if the phone lays on a hay bale, then maybe he can talk into the hay bale.
But then it's not going to reach his ear.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Horses don't like to lay down.
Yeah, but then
hey, I know a way to make
here
him
we
like
go.
Us. California Chrome?
Oh, hello.
Oh, we lost you.
Yeah, and I know.
Man, I'm sorry. I can't hold the phone that easily. I have to sort of put it between two hooves and stuff. But hey, Oscar,
yeah.
Chad. Hey,
it's
man.
Not Todd.
No.
I just wanted to say Chad.
Oh, Chad.
Chad.
Oh, that's right. That's his other partner,
yeah.
Oscar. Oh, Rob.
And
Mike Righteous, dude. How are you? I'm so stoked to talk to you guys.
There's a third guy here. Oh, dear. There's a third guy here that you're going to love his name.
What's his name?
Pony.
Oh, Pony. Oh, I'm so psyched. How are I? Whoa. Hey, Pony.
Hey, Chrome.
What are you doing here? Oh, I'm just so tired of travel, you know. I'm just so, but I'm so stoked. Two for two, dude. They're like, you know, if I get this Triple Crown,
yeah.
They're telling me that this could be like history making.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm so psyched. I can't believe
hey,
it. This
CC.
Is like, yes, hello, Oscar. Hey, man, righteous shirt you're wearing.
I
today.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Looks
all
like
it's
about
right.
to burst
open. The world
wants
to know, are you?
I don't know how I can see it. I'm on the phone, dude.
It's a video phone.
No, it's a video. No, it's not.
It's beyond
don't make
tomorrow.
Up the bit. Yes.
Are you a Mac or PC guy?
I like, I enjoy the Mac, man. I think it's like, you know, streamlined technology and you can see the pictures are sharper and the colors are better, you know. And I think PC is like really totally last year, you know. I mean, it's like running on turf, man. You know, it's old school. You know, we don't run in the grass anymore. It's modern tracks, man, with special soil brought in for the races, you know. And now it's modern technology, man. I mean, a few years back, you couldn't tell which horse, you know, nose to nose. That's like ancient history, dude. You know, if it's your photo finish now, they can see like millimeters, man. It's fantastic. But, you know, I'm so, you don't know how excited I'm. I'm already going to capture like stud fees, dude. Like
oh,
you would not
yeah.
believe. All I'm going to do is just go back out into the world all day. And all I'm going to do is stay in the field and
easy.
You've been solicited by the Bunny Ranch.
Yes.
Have you picked up that contract yet?
No, I don't want to work with Dennis Hoff.
You don't like him?
Now, it's not that I don't like the dude, but man, he's just so intense, and I'm more laid back. I'm like, how can you be so totally intense all the time, man? You're so close to Los Angeles. I don't understand why you can't be a little more mellow. I mean, you're just over the mountains in Reno, man, just over from Sacramento. That's California horse country. Dude, I said to Dennis Hoff, I said, man, you run a bordello. Can't you be a little more mellow? I mean, really, man, come on. I mean, I thought Reno was a playtown, you know? I mean, give me a break, all right?
Would you ever visit?
I didn't see that happening. Now I'll visit everywhere, man. Just put me in a trailer and I'll be there. I'll be in your backyard.
Would you let Air Force Amy feed you a carrot?
Oh, man, she's got bigger teeth than I do. Oh, my God. Boy, you got to put a bit in Air Force Amy's mouth. How did we get onto a bunny ranch bit? I didn't understand, dude. It must be Monday.
All right, how are you enjoying your time in Baltimore?
Ah, man, I don't care for it. You know, this whole city's still, like, totally freaked out about the fact that, like, the roads collapse, man. I mean, you're driving along, and, you know, there's rainstorm coming around, you know, and the whole road might just give way under your hooves. So, you know, look, man, if that happened to me, like, I'm a goner, man. I'm inside a trailer. I can't control, you know, the driver of the big pickup truck that's driving me, and incidentally, that's the way you know I'm transported. I'm in a horse trailer.
Of course you are.
A single horse trailer in back of a pickup
truck. Right. I've seen you on the, I saw a 95 your trailer, California. It actually just says horse.
Yes, horse. Horse. If this horse is rocking, don't bother knocking, man.
Well, luckily you're safe.
Now it's up to the Belmont and the Hawaiian International. Me and Mick are going to wing on over to London and jam with the Stones.
Don't you have an interview scheduled with Stu Nahan?
Stu Nahan. Oh, those guys are
Oh my God.
Man, oh my, I swear to God, I'm so excited. Yeah, I think I've let the cat out of the bag as to whose character I'm really doing here, man. Oh, man. Oh, gee, Mr. Hind. I wonder one thing. If it's really our time, isn't it our time, not your time?
So what's the secret?
Having some pizza, learning about Cuba. Yeah.
There's no birthday party for you in here.
This isn't a birthday party for me. Stuart, I didn't hear you unless you knock.
What is the secret for winning the Belmont?
I just wish Mike wasn't so old and all the characters he did were based on early 80s movies, man. Come on, live in the now. Just because you're down in Florida doesn't mean you can't be a little more modern, man. I mean, they got holograms on stage at award shows now, you know? But I just want to thank Copy Pfeiffer for believing in me 100%. And to Mike O'Mara, who chose not to lay down a bet on old California Chrome in the Preakness, I just like to tell him to lick my horse bag.
Oh. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
For the last time, I'm pretty sure what's killing the crops is this Brondo stuff.
But Brondo's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
So wait a minute. What you're saying is that you want us to put water on the crops?
Yes.
Water. Like out the toilet?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be out of the toilet, but yeah, that's the idea.
But Brondo's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Okay, look. The plants aren't growing. So I'm pretty sure that the Brondo's not working. Now, I'm no botanist, but I do know that if you put water on plants, they grow.
Well, I've never seen no plants grow out of no toilet.
Hey, that's good. You sure you ain't the smartest guy in the world?
Yeah.
Sorry,
let's go
back. Okay, look, you want to solve this problem. I want to get my pardon, so why don't we just try it, okay? And not worry about what plants crave.
Brondo's got what plants crave.
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know?
It's what they use to make Brondo.
Yeah, but why do they use them to make Brondo?
Because Brondo's got electrolytes.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, the best of O'Mara.
Yummy, 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 loving my tummy. Eating healthy is tough. Snacking healthy is even harder.
At least it used to be. Now there's Graze.com, G-R-A-Z-E.com. Graze.com can show you the healthy side of snacking, and you can try it for free if you use our code TMOS. Graze.com is a snack service that delivers tasty and nutritious snacks right to your home or office. The snacks are perfectly proportioned, and they are perfect for when you're on the go. And they're also perfect for snacking without overdoing it. And with over 100 unique snack creations, ladies and gentlemen, there's always something new and different to try. Whole grain banana shortbread dippers with caramel sauce. Only 150 calories. Yum, yum. Every delivery is personalized for you in a healthy snack box, customized to your taste preferences. Go to Graze.com, that's G-R-A-Z-E.com, right now to get a free trial box that includes four of their top-rated and most delicious snacks. Just remember to use our special code TMOS. That's Graze.com and code TMOS for your free box of snacks.
But anyway, yesterday I go down to Guitar Center and I swap out one of our old smaller boards for the same board that I use, and it's a board I'm going to be using in a different location up in Maine, and so I did that yesterday. Well, let me get the scolding out of the way from Mr. Santana. Okay, because look at the look on his face.
No, he'll be fine.
Because we bought the board, Oscar, in December.
Yes.
The little board, and then we very shortly thereafter swapped out the large board because it had the better amps in
it. Yes.
And so I've been, how long have I been
I flew down there.
It was December 28th.
I asked him to return it. I think December 29th. They said, that's not going to work out. We should. December 29th, 2013.
So it was last year.
Yeah, last year.
To
last
be
year.
Fair, Mike, the, yes, the tail end of it.
Yes. And then but I
calendar year 2013.
I reminded him in the first week.
It's a brand new board.
January 2014.
Mm-hmm. It's a 12 channel. It's not a 16 channel like we use now.
Yeah. Right. And may I add, when we were there,
I
said, hey, we should get the board we ended up getting.
Uh-huh.
But he said, no, we don't need all of that. Like, I actually was pushing for that board, but Mike pushed
me
for the
little board.
I don't
know if that's true.
Definitely happened.
I don't know
definitely
if that's
happened.
True. I don't think so.
I tried to explain
I don't
to
think
you
that's true.
What preamps were.
Think
you
that's
looked
true.
At me like an alien, and then we got the little board.
I just remember it being a really great night.
Yeah, it was a really great day.
Yeah, and night.
Well, but you know what? The end result.
Yes,
is
my.
Is what really. The end result.
Is this Guitar Center?
The end result. How? So I called yesterday. They said, no, we don't have the 16 channel in stock, but we can get it for you. And I said, can I still exchange the other one? And she said, well, exchange. We can't really exchange. When did you buy it? I said, well, I'm in the system down there. I think it was December. She says, yes, you bought it in December, so we can't exchange it, but we can buy it back from you. And I know immediately it's like, bend over. Yeah, and so this is a brand new mixing board that I got less than half price for.
Bring your soap, Mike, because you're about to take a bath.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so
it's tough,
I was feeling
we could have talked about that, maybe put it on eBay through the store and through the show and actually.
Hey, we could have, you know what? We could have signed it.
I could have signed it, could have done something special.
Yeah.
And
well, you know what? I'm paying for it myself, okay?
Yeah.
And you're not even, it's not even a good, look at me, it's not even going to go through the show.
And if we could have asked about, if you would have asked
me. What a hideous face you're making.
It's a hideous face because I'm looking at his face because he's putting his little Kim Jong-un head up in the air and he's going, you know, we could have gone too. You could have done it this way. And the fact is I did it and I paid for it and I'm not even going to expense it.
Rob Ford said he'd pay retail for it.
Mike, I told you we have a connection to Guitar Center that gets us 20% off. I told you that. You never listened
to
me.
Not down
yes,
here.
Yes, it's universal. It's every Guitar Center in the world.
You know what? Sometimes Oscar, you can't put a price on immediacy.
Yeah, that's true. But he's still waiting.
Well, I did
he's
it.
Still waiting. He's still waiting for his board.
Yeah.
He just went and paid for it.
I paid for it. And I got a discount.
You did? Well, that's good.
Yeah, I got a little discount on it.
Was it 21%?
No, it was not 21%.
Let's say it was 21%. Just to drive him crazy.
You know.
Every dollar counts,
while,
Mike.
Once in a while, I want to, you know, get it done. And I wanted to get something done for the show. And, you know.
Well, is
I'm,
it for the show or is it really for you?
It's, well. What do you? Well, it's what is that supposed to?
Wow! I would say, Mike, that when something is done for you, it is done for the show.
Yes, thank you, Rob. Thank you for understanding.
Isn't that right?
No, it's just going to be convenient, and it's going to be something that's going to sound good. We're going to make sure things sound good, and I'm not going to be hauling a board back and forth between Maine and Florida.
It's not that big.
It's not that big, but I'm going to probably be doing a lot of flying up there next year,
I
didn't want to haul it through an airport.
It's not a mobile board. It's a board that's best left.
It's a mobile board.
No, it's best left in place.
No, it's a mobile board.
You shouldn't carry it around.
It's a
you know how we carry it around, you know, sometimes we get one of those little doohickeys that gets knocked off and stuff like that.
Not me, but
I like you know what? I also like having you handle it because you're just perfect.
I'm meticulous.
You don't have any problems with anything you do.
When Oscar brought the boxes up in Maine, it was like they were coming in on a flipping hovercraft. It was just nothing.
Really?
It didn't touch anything because it's perfect.
Rob sees how I carry my equipment. I have a nice case.
I see how he carries himself.
Yes, yeah.
Well, you know what? I was looking at also yesterday? I was looking at cases. And by the way, who brought the greatest case in the world? Got it from that other radio station.
Oh,
and brought
true.
That. You know, that's a fabulous case. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking really with all the case research that I've been doing for our purposes, who's giggling in the background? Is that Rofo? Is that Rofo cackling?
Case research.
All right, Mr. Man. You know what? Yeah, I don't think you have tenure yet. Okay, young man. Yeah. But I will tell
that
you,
that was really regrettable, Rob.
Yeah, I think
I think about that later on in the day. I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, case research. So I have, there don't seem to, certainly at Guitar Center, there aren't a lot of generic cases where you can put a lot of, equipment in with styrofoam and all this stuff. You kind of have to do it homemade.
You got to customize.
I think I'm going to customize it.
Yeah,
I think that's what I'm going to do.
You should look into a company called Pelican. They're Pelican cases.
No, he doesn't have a Pelican, though.
The company itself makes some of
that's a friend of mine up in Maine, Pelican. You know, there's a guy named Pell. Did you ever meet Pell, Rob?
No. What's he do for a living?
Friend of my, like my sister's and brother-in-law's best friend up there. He runs the nursery up there in Maine.
Oh, okay. Did you
I
have
had
dinner
with those
him?
Guys.
Yeah, you
He's
mentioned
the guy that was the roadie.
He loves kids.
He's the guy that was the roadie for, for like tons of rock bands and actually drove trucks for 15 years for bands like, Journey and all these different
You mentioned
acts.
Him. We never had
cool.
a chance to
he's
meet
He's in
him.
The witness protection program,
now,
right?
Does Pelican make the case?
No, but he's the guy that sounds like Joe Walsh, remember?
Yeah, that's
I went
right.
to the dinner party. He's like, hey, man, what are you doing, man?
I didn't want to rat him out, man.
Yeah, so
I ended up here.
A case could be made. If you go to Pelican, do they do the thing where it's like an anvil case, but inside is segments of foam
that
where you
can
remove,
cut them out. You can cut them out.
So it fits the items that you're shipping. It's very cool
and once,
design.
Once I get this mobile system like where I know what I'm taking every time, I'd like to get two suitcases that just have my equipment and do it that way and make sure that it's always
One case,
not getting jostled around.
One case for mics, I guess one for the compressor and one for your son.
Look at that. His nose didn't get scrunched up at all. And he made it all the way from Fort Myers to Denver. What a cute little guy. What a wonderful little guy. So I looked around, and the problem with any box store, whether it's Home Depot, Lowe's, Guitar Center, any of these big stores, they have what they have.
Yep.
And they have the companies that furnish them, and it's all kind of researched specifically, and it's not really researched for people that do things like we do, because
generic.
What we do is very unusual. It's very
generic,
specific.
And also, every Guitar Center also seems sort of catch-as-catch-can. It always seems like there's, dust and stuff in the corners.
No,
and
not the one in Fairfax.
No, that's the
least.
Perfect one. But
no,
I mean,
no, they're super. Remember, Mike, we've been there enough times together.
I love the people at Guitar.
Well, I do too.
I love them. I think they're very cool.
Yeah,
very
I do
nice
too,
people.
But
always
I think there's
awesome.
Always it's always got sort of a treasure hunt mentality. Like
by
you
the
might
way,
be able to find something if you look long enough.
You know, powers that be, there's somebody who ought to be advertising on our show. You know,
we
like to support people that we believe in, and we have purchased a lot of equipment from them, and I think that would
the
be
majority
a fine sponsor
of this year.
Of the Mike O'Mara show, and that would be a wonderful arrangement. And call Fleming. Call Fleming and let him know.
All right, Fleming.
Fleming.
Right.
Yeah, if Bill you're Fleming. Listening right now.
Right, and then he'll send you an email saying, "Hey, Mambo Dog Face to the Banana Pack."
Hi, Fleming, this is Center.
What happened with the food? You work up an appetite?
I at Guitar Center to go things do.
I
The Best of O'Mara.
I got done with the Guitar Center situation, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's not like I was crushed, but I kind of felt a little screwed because
well,
I waited
it's
too long,
and, yeah.
you know, and it's just, you know, it's the way things roll with me sometimes. You guys know that. I could improve on that. I know I could improve on that. And the fact is that ultimately the board we got in here is the one that you're listening to right now, and we are thrilled to death,
yes.
and it sounds great, and we're real happy with everything, and
oh,
with
yeah.
our sound, and
oh,
it
yeah.
does travel. But another reason, Oscar, you should know is that I don't want to haul this particular piece of equipment simply because I don't trust myself hauling it because
nah.
it did get look it didn't get severely damaged, but you guys know it got a little damaged
yeah.
on the trip up to Maine, and I don't want to do that again.
Mm.
So even if I'm going to get a case for it, I want to make sure that it travels as infrequently as possible. So I got a backup board that we're going to use up
best.
North, and I think it's going to be
good.
A good thing. And I just was feeling a little out of sorts, and I have this place down here that was in my mind even before I went to Guitar Center, because Mrs. O'Mara was back at the house, and I told her I was heading out. And
I'm going to go do work.
I need my wallet, honey. I'm going out.
On my
well,
colon.
She knew what I was going to do. She knows.
What
is the call? What is the, see, the little, it's the little effing throwaways that are pissing me off today. What
I
do you mean?
Have no
are you
idea
talking about
what
my
you're
recent,
talking about?
My recent colon trouble? Is that what you're talking about? Is that
Remember,
what you mean?
We had a big issue.
We
issue,
did.
Get it? Issue?
I do. Because yeah. issue means poop, Mike. He made a pun. You know what's great? When Oscar
yes.
makes a pun, one of his once a month puns, and
right.
he calls attention to it.
Well,
he's
proud
like,
of myself.
Get it? Issue?
I know. And you know what? I could eat better. I just, the
well,
fact is
Well, you were
is
on
that
your deathbed at one point because
I was
of,
not
your,
feeling
of
well.
The way you eat.
No, it was stress. I think that, Mike, I don't think that was diet related. I think there was a lot of stuff going on, and you got yourself a little bit of an infection, and you beat it. And look at you. You're batting 1,000 now. You're
well,
strong.
I believe I've turned a corner.
Yes.
I believe I've turned the corner.
So
and
not a week later, we are at Guitar Center. You get a bad beat, and you decide to do
right.
what?
He eats a guitar.
There is
no.
An acoustic one.
Have I
even
have I
bigger?
Mike, that was simply a joke.
Have I talked to you about the new fast food place down here?
No, you haven't. What is it?
There is a chain in Wisconsin. You can look it up online. It's called Culver's. C-U-L-V-E-R-S.
Ooh.
It is Culver's.
It's a good name. It's a good name. You've got
it's
me back, Mike. I'm 100% back in.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Since 1984.
Ooh. Culver's
yeah,
since 1984.
New, relatively new chain.
Sure.
And, you know, 1984 is a new chain. And the fact is that
Signature
Culver's
Butter Burgers and Fresh Frozen Custard.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, and it is just this side of awesome.
Wow.
I'll be honest with you. Didn't have the butter burger, but we Carl and I have visited once or twice to enjoy the ice cream products, or I should say the frozen custard that they
just
offer.
Just for fun, Mike,
place.
let's do this. Oscar, can you explain to me what is frozen custard?
Oh, it's a close cousin to frozen yogurt.
That's right, and what makes it custard?
I have no idea, to be honest.
Oh, come on. Swing for the fences.
It's full of dairy.
I'm sorry. That is incorrect. We'll need a buzzer,
I know.
Mike.
I know.
Mike O'Mara.
Buzzer, huh? I know.
What is frozen custard, Mike?
It's the eggs.
It is the eggs that make it a custard.
Oh.
It's actually a cooked egg custard that is frozen.
Well, that would seem healthy, right?
Lots of protein.
Probably. Rob, I have no idea. Healthier or more unhealthy than ice cream?
I would say they're probably it's a crapshoot.
There
is more protein in it because of the eggs
and
but
nutrients.
Yeah, but there is also probably a little bit of fat.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just
the
a
eggs,
little bit,
Mike. The eggs bring some fat to the party.
Yes,
as yeah, Alton Brown would say.
It's the fat that came. Well, Daddy wanted to go to that party yesterday.
Oh, it's a good party. You don't need an invitation to go to that party.
Right. Now, it was another one of our 97 degree days down here in Florida. And I don't know how this happens, but Mrs. O'Mara has a security system that is magically hardwired into her brain.
Right.
So that whenever I do anything like this, she has an alarm go off. Now I
know
her,
what it is, Mike. She has a LoJack on your pancreas.
She and does.
When your blood sugar elevates, she knows.
And you probably have a tell. You probably have a tell that you don't know about that you have to find.
Is the tell all that phlegm in your throat? Is that what's helping her figure it out?
Apologize.
Oscar's so gurgling. He's eating ice cream.
Nah, you probably have a tell.
Baby's up 6:45. Carla's running like a bat out of hell with the baby. The baby goes down for a nap probably around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Carla says, I'm going to catch an hour, and I'm going to turn in. And she didn't say an hour. She says, I'm going to take a nap. So I said, okay, I'm going to run down to Guitar Center and do this. So I figure I've got a little time. I go down. It takes a while in Guitar Center so that they can figure out how to, you know, maximize my dollar. And I finally get out of there. And when I go to Culver's, I decide all I want is just a waffle cone with some of their, with two scoops of their custard in it. That's what I wanted.
A lot of people, when you think frozen custard, they're thinking soft ice cream. But that's
it is
not,
soft ice cream.
But it's not like the kind that is dispensed out of a
it
nozzle.
Is.
It is actually scooped, right?
Is it scooped? No, I think it might be dispensed, Rob.
Okay,
dispensed. All right,
because if you go to what is it? Milwaukee frozen custard. It sort of comes out in hunks.
I think that's, but they also, they dump that out of a dispenser too.
Mm.
So it comes out like frozen.
It's still delicious.
It
is
soft serve. It comes out like soft serve.
It's the best.
So I had to dig through, and by drill down, I mean, I had to click through probably 8 windows to get to see how many calories, what Mike just
really, they don't put
down.
That. They don't put that in the
no,
front
no,
page.
No, you have to dig. I'm sure legally they had to put it on there, but they hid it. But I found it.
All right.
Guess just how many calories in two scoops of custard and a waffle cone bring you? Roundabout.
You mean you actually have my specific order?
Yeah, they break
yesterday.
Them down to orders and what people usually
did you,
order.
Okay, let me ask. Was it a vanilla or was it a chocolate or was it a
flavor? It was a vanilla.
Two scoops of vanilla. Were there any toppings or sprinkles?
There were no toppings.
Actually, right, let me pull up vanilla here.
Vanilla cone. I had a vanilla cone.
I'm going to guess that the waffle cone is coming in at about 250 for calories. And I'll say a scoop of frozen custard.
Two. He had two.
I know, but I'm going to figure it one at a time. So it's 250 for the cone and one scoop of vanilla frozen custard, probably 4 million calories. No, I would say the whole thing, 1,200 calories.
Oh, you're close. Pretty close.
That's
pretty close.
Good fat guy, you're in my wheelhouse, you see.
Wow.
We have a total calorie count of 1,970 calories.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Missed it by 30.
Wow.
Yeah, it's deceiving, man.
That's more. That's more calories than are in ice cream.
Have done this. I've looked into the calorie count. I've gone to Baskin Robbins and gotten like two scoops of Jamocha almond fudge.
That's what you go to when you're depressed.
Yeah, or a quart or a pint.
Right.
And I've done that. And I sat there. I said, you know, this was so quick. I rather would have gotten like a number one with some chicken nuggets.
Yeah, something where
you know?
you think that when you have the quick sugary treat that's got all the calories, it's kind of a quick and you don't feel satisfied.
No.
And, you know.
But did you feel satisfied after the cone?
I did, but I also, you know, felt that kind of like it really wasn't worth it to go off my,
I think the
my
reason,
diet yesterday.
I think the reason
really
the calories
it.
Were so dense is that the frozen custard is very dense. And
well, we've got the egg and dairy.
But Baskin-Robbins has a bad reputation for having a lot of air in their ice cream. I believe
Yeah, because Baskin-Robbins ice cream sucks.
I think the industry term, Mike, is runoff. They allow a lot of runoff.
I don't care
cream.
For Baskin-Robbins. I've never cared for it. I don't think it's got great flavor. I've never liked that ice cream.
They've got the best mint chocolate chip. They really
I disagree.
Do.
Totally.
I know.
We've had this argument
we've
before.
We've fought like this before.
We've had this fight before.
I don't like it when we fight.
But see, when I see that calorie count, I said, well, oh, man, I should have just gotten a Big Mac, fries, and a soda.
When I see that calorie
That's
count, I should have
though.
Just gotten a side of beef and fried it up during the rest of the year. I get my cone. Let's say I'm in the – now, I like the product that these people offer. However,
yes.
they have – they're pooping out new locations like right and left down here. And you know how it is with those places.
Because
they don't have their
people,
act together.
They love
old
soft
people
serve.
Love the soft serve ice cream.
Oh, they love the stuff. They love it. And they're going to kill
gonna
down here.
Eat it all
they're
the way
kill.
To the grave.
Absolutely. They eat it until they die. You know, and then they, you know, they'll sit there and go, that was a delicious cone, Arthur. I can't feel my right toe. I can't feel my right toe. I don't understand. So I'm down there, and the food is fine, but they don't have their customer service down.
Oh, no.
They don't have that completely
system
fixed. So
takes forever.
This is the great. Well, first of all, at this place, they must have it happen on such a regular basis that they have the parking spaces just past the drive-thru where you go to wait for your order. And I'm not a fan of that because that to me creates the culture of, you know, it's not fast food. You're not getting what you need. And I get up there and I see the car in front of me is asked to pull up. The car in front of them, they've already pulled up. And I'm like, okay.
Well, you
but it won't.
You know how I handle that. I've told you this before.
What's
you
that?
Just say politely, I'd prefer to wait here.
Yeah. And
it lights a fire under them.
They have to. Yeah. They it's really for their convenience.
Yeah, they can't make you move your car.
Right.
Why would you do that?
It's because it really gets them
moved.
It's not.
It is a total dick move.
You want to
see? You do it every.
I prefer to wait here.
Do you do it every time, Rob? Do you do it every time?
Four times in five. A lot of times, I do it to entertain the kids. If the kids are in the car.
Oh, my God.
But you'd be shocked.
It's
how
always
fast...
the kids, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's always, I'm being an a-hole to entertain my children.
The kids really love it when I'm an a-hole.
Yeah, they do. They've got to learn it from somewhere, but you'd be surprised how fast they get those fries done. If you say, I'd prefer to wait here.
Aren't you scared that they're going to spit on your fries or put something in there that shouldn't come
it
with
really
the fries?
It really is a dick move, Rob. It really is.
Yeah, but you know what? It serves me well.
Oh, God.
So I get up there and I'm saying, well, they're getting their lunch orders, but I'm not going to have a little cone. That's not going to be a big deal for me. It's not going to matter. If I've got my ice cream cone, I'm going to get it right away. So the fact is that that's
what is that?
That's a leaf blower outside.
That's a lucky leaf.
Thank you, Julio. But
Julio.
Anyway.
Hey, Julio, we had this problem in Manassas. I told you, you can't blow or mow till afternoon. You're killing me. I'm
going to
start paying you in pesos next time so you understand this.
He'd love that.
You know what? If you're getting a classic Mike O'Mara show, this is it. This is the classic
this
Mike
really
O'Mara
is. It's sort of
tonight.
A sort of a boilerplate, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely. So I get there, and they said, okay, can you just move up to the front parking space? I'm like, and I looked at her, and I agreed to it, but I looked, and I said, really? For an ice cream cone?
From a place that sells ice cream. It's not like you're ordering off the menu.
And she hands me a red little number tent that has 31 on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'll pull up, and you know, I'm just like, really? And at this point, I said, okay, this is the beginning of something going wrong. I believe in that whole domino effect.
Sure.
And so she brings it out, and as she is handing me the number to pull up, my phone rings. And I give the Napoleon, there she is. And I answer the phone, and I said, hey, what are you doing? She said, I just woke up. What are you doing?
Oh, it's Carla.
She knows. She knows that I'm doing. She knows that I'm doing something. She knows that I'm sneaking. She knows that it's happening. She knows. And so then the cell begins to break up. And as the cell is breaking up, and I'm going, and I say, so she says, what are you doing? I said, I'm on my way home.
Which is true.
And she, no, yeah, it's true in a,
kind of.
No,
in
a
way
a
of speaking.
It's a lie.
Yeah. She said, yeah, but what are you doing right now?
She knows you.
Wow.
And I said, I'm at Culver's. And she says, you're at Culver's. Why are you at Culver's? I said, I just had a real craving for one of their ice cream cones, so I'm getting an ice cream. And then it goes, and so I know now that my ice cream cone is not coming to the car yet, and I am enjoying the inquisition on my phone, and then I see the slow trotting, plodding woman coming across the 98-degree tarmac with my cone, my terribly manufactured cone.
Yeah,
because
comes...
it can be done. Look, you can put a cone together the right way, or you can slop it and laze it together like they did. And so half the ice cream
is... Here comes Madam Drippington.
Yes, here comes... here comes Drippy McDrippington with my cone coming across. And it's and meanwhile, in my ear, I've got...
Well, my daughter comes across. You're not supposed to be on the Weight Watchers program. You're supposed to be on the Weight Watchers in order to show when you're going.
I'm like, I know. And then, and so she's talking to me.
What about little Michael? We talked about this. You know, I want you to live for him. I want you to live for your son. What are you doing? You're in a Culver's, 1,900 calories. What are you doing to live with your son?
And I've got this in my right ear, and then Drippy McDrippington hands me the cone in my left hand as it's dripping, and it immediately, without delay, it immediately starts to run down the outside of my hand. I'm like, thanks, bitch. I didn't say that, but it's what I wanted to say.
To which person?
No.
How dare
Rob, be careful.
I know.
You're
you were talking
coming down here in November.
Madam
please
Drippington,
yourself.
You were.
So, Madam Drippington is who I'm talking about. But in order for me to stem the tide, because they haven't provided me with any napkins at all.
Of course
in order
not.
For me to, and at this point, I'm thinking the unthinkable, that I will simply toss the ice cream cone
oh,
into the bushes.
You mustn't
but
ever
I'm not.
Do this.
Who are you talking to? You think I'd ever really do that?
I know.
Really, I'm not going to pull the trigger. So anyway, I've got purr, 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 purr in my right ear, and I've got the dripping ice cream, and the only way to stem the flow of this white custard dripping down my elbow is to take a mouthful of it, and then Carla says, she said, so as soon as I enjoy, and of course I taste the custard, and through all of this hassle, I realize it's still phenomenal stuff. It really is. And I take a big bite of the thing, and on the other end, she says, why did you stop at Culver's? And I said,
I don't know, Carla. I'm just trying to, but tipping it.
And then I realized, stupidly, during this whole process, I have eased out into the main lane where the cars aren't waiting on the side. And, of course, instantaneously, I have Honda McPig Odyssey that is in back of me with Honey McVagine, who is obviously getting her eat on and wants to get her butter burgers home to her little progeny. And she's like 2 inches away from my bumper. And I'm looking at this in the rearview mirror. This is the female looking at with. And I wanted to get out of the car and go, I got my wife giving me crap for going to Culver's. I got Drippy McDrippington, who gave me this custard bar that's dripping down my elbow. And I've got you fat sea cow, on my bumper. And I'm tired of it, and I might as well just throw it away. And the long and short of it,
yes.
I really, really, even though I ate it,
yes.
I did not
enjoy it.
I did not enjoy any of it.
Master, are you prepared to crush the Rebel Alliance?
I will be in a moment. But right now, I'm updating my Mike O'Mara Show app.
Mike O'Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
Yes, of course.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I do not know, Master.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little R2 unit?
I always thought it was a space station, but I guess it's an Apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
What you must do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it my destiny?
Yes, yes. It is the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on your phone.
Oh, that Mike O'Mara Show app. It's new, and all the galaxies are talking about it.
I updated yesterday, and I simply love it.
An Android, have I? Work for me, will it?
Absolutely. Both platforms. The new Mike O'Mara Show app. Download it and improve your galactic empire today.
We love it.
The best of O'Mara.
How many couples do you know that agree on everything? How about zero? But there is one thing that Carla and I always agree on, our Sleep Number bed. She loves it. I love it. Sleep Number created a bed that allows couples to choose their individual comfort on each side of the bed. And right now, my Sleep Number setting's an 85 and Carla's is a 65. It's wonderful. In fact, the Sleep Number bed was named the best bed for couples by a leading consumer magazine. Nice. Only Sleep Number beds have this dual-air technology that allows you to adjust the support that your body needs. And now, all Sleep Number beds are available with Sleep IQ technology to tell you exactly how to have the best sleep of your life. Nothing to wear, nothing to turn on. All you have to do is sleep. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. Come in right now during the lowest prices of the season and save $400 on the final closeout of a queen or king Sleep Number C4 mattress set. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tug your earlobe and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
Well,
I really would have done very well to stay off all of the social networking websites over the weekend because I was just completely offended by a thread that took place.
What?
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, there was a thread that began on the Mike O'Mara Show fan page.
Right.
That showed Oscar texting during the birthday segment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's something we live with every day.
Well, see, what they don't know is, and here's a look behind the scenes. If you pull the curtain
incidentally,
back.
Incidentally, if you call him on it when he's doing that, he'll always say, I was just closing the latest big deal.
That's
start
right.
Counting.
It's what actually he does is when we're doing the birthday segment, he tweets how great it is.
Yeah. Yes,
and, you
that's
know,
exactly
he can't
it
keep
is.
It under his hat. He wants to share. He wants to say, oh, my God, this is
at
fantastic.
Mike O'Mara Show. Love this segment.
Having yes. a blast.
Yes.
Now, what it is.
Killing
is,
it.
Here's the reality.
Keep there on is, bringing the yucks.
There is no obligation for any one of the three of us to do cartwheels during the show for whatever segment comes out there.
Right.
There's no requirement. We have three people with the thing that makes our show fantastic is that we have three people that are literally as different can yeah. be.
But they're cousins.
They come like cousins, and you'll find. You don't know what that's from, do you, Oscar?
No.
It was
okay, maybe Rob and I are more different than you are.
The Patty Duke Show, they were identical cousins.
I know who David Duke is.
Okay, not really applicable here.
Okay.
Patty Duke was married to Gomez.
I have no
so
idea.
So a guy calls Oscar a jerk store for texting during the birthday segment, and it's like, it's funny, and I laugh
right.
at it. And then this guy, Patrick, who had maybe went off his Ritalin or something over the weekend, he decides to chime in with how horrible the birthday segment is and how he fast forwards through it and stuff like that. And listen, I have said this for a very long time. The birthday segment can be tedious.
It can be.
But we do it as a reward.
It's a team effort.
For people who have a birthday.
Yes.
It's not for you, Patrick.
And there
and
are times.
Patrick, all about you, Patrick. Patrick, send me personal messages to tell me what I may have missed, even though I don't miss anything. You jerk store.
Patrick, last name House.
No, not Pat House.
No, it's McHugh.
Oh.
Like the John Wayne movie?
Yes, he is a very, very big supporter of
I
the
I love
Mike
that thread. That thread made me very happy.
Well, you trolled on it because Oscar was going, I hate the Oscar. Oscar's doing this thing like, I hate the birthday segment, and then I really do. Maybe
well,
I do like the birthday
well,
segment.
Was,
Oscar's just toying
with
our listeners.
It was 40 comments later, and I said, okay, enough hate. Now time yes. for some love.
Right.
Right, exactly. And there are people that are attacking Oscar. There are people that are talking about how they love the birthday segment. There, and then Patrick would come back with his defense. And so my only contribution to the thread was, and this is when you know, Rob, you know me, this is when I'm really like,
yeah.
I want to be meaner, but I can't be.
Sometimes you just can't.
Oscar has told me to toy with these people and not to attack when
right.
I really, really want to attack. And I wrote, Patrick McHugh has it all figured out.
Oh, that's a good tag.
Yeah.
That was my only one. Now, right now, when he hears this, to say that his pants would be around his ankles is going too far.
No.
Yeah. His pants are off, and they've already been given to Goodwill. He's just walking around with no bottoms.
Mike, they are spent.
He's walking around with no bottoms right now. But anyway, it was...
It's flattering that people are really... I guess that... They're so involved in invested in the show that they either want the birthday segment or they don't care for it, but they want a voice within the conversation, which I thought
well,
that was
the people
cool.
I would go so far as to say the people that don't like it are the same people that. They're really incapable of feeling joy for other people.
Yeah, I'm so sad. I'm looking
That's all it is.
One guy did have a point, though. He
That's
said,
not true either. That's not
That's
true.
Not true.
I just thought I'd say
One
that.
One guy
so
said,
stoked about.
What about the birthdays being more about their kids than just grown adults?
You see, that's what I. That's where I disagree. I like it for it to be about the adults. I don't want to necessarily be wishing kids happy birthday. They shouldn't be listening
well,
to this show.
In a marketing sense, while I love kids and I think, you know.
If they're properly cooked.
Yeah, no. I think, oh, come on.
That
no.
was absolutely, Mike, way over the line.
They don't have
way
the buying power. Right. So, you know, a Pat House, or whatever that guy's name is.
Patrick McHugh.
He can purchase through our Amazon tab on MichaelMaraShow.com.
Rob, do you know the guy I'm talking about? You know everybody.
I know the name, and I just went to his page. Sadly, he doesn't list his birthday on his Facebook page. So right. I think what we should do is, for the next 52 weeks, wish him happy birthday every week.
Oh, I yes. love it.
That way, we're going to get it right idea. One of these days. Yes. We'll get it
that
right.
That is a fantastic.
Or change the name of the segment to Patrick McHugh's birthday page.
What I do in a situation like that, so as opposed to immediately unfriending somebody and blocking them, yeah.
right.
which I go back before I do that, and I look. And unfortunately, this killed me because there was way too much love and support of the show,
mm-hmm.
and
oh,
I couldn't
top.
Do it. It's the only thing that saved the guy. It's the only thing that saved
over
the guy.
The top. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we do. We're going to kill him
with kindness.
With kindness.
Not with birthdays.
Yes, with birthdays.
Sweet
yeah.
birthday
with
loving.
Birthdays.
Sweet birthday love. And never a bit. Obviously, he doesn't like when we do our pre-programmed bits, Mike. Just a yeah. sweet and sincere birthday greeting.
Let me look into the camera because he's probably Please. One of the guys that watch.
Yeah,
maybe
I'm sure he is.
Hey, Patrick, nice to have it all figured out, huh?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Yeah, Patrick.
Yeah.
Oh, Patrick.
Now I'm going to go to an outdoor dinner. Oh, no, we're not done? What's going on?
Yay. All right. I had spoken about the Bass Pro Shops about a week ago.
Yes. You're a regular now, right? You're a regular.
I'm becoming an outdoorsman. I'm becoming an outdoorsman.
An angler.
I did my, you know, last week, did my first angling trip by myself. Yes, all the fish were under 1 pound.
Hold it. You were by yourself?
Yes.
I thought you went out with young yeah. Scott Thorson.
Well, I did this after. I went out without a guy. I went
Are
out
you
on
sure
my
that's
own.
Safe?
Oh, my God. The old man in the sea. Was it you and a line?
Might not be.
And an
It's not safe.
Mike, that is not okay.
It's like skiing in the backcountry. You need a beacon.
Exactly.
Oscar makes me feel like I'm going, well, let me just bait the hook here. I'm going to go down here and do that. Okay, I'm baiting the hook, and now I'm going to go.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
I'll have to find a splash.
There's not cell phone service out there. You can't track a cell phone.
Apparently,
there is cell phone, and there
is
a
spotty. Spotty.
There's one that, there's, yeah,
not if you
I
drop
have,
it in
yeah,
the water.
You have to be careful. I'm inside. There are people around me. I'm over near a bridge. I didn't go far offshore.
Yeah,
but
not
I planned
all of
to.
Them know you're a super radio star. So if you
no, he has it painted on the side of the boat, disc jockey.
Oh,
by the way, with no offense to the people at KCJJ, I am no longer a super radio star.
What do you mean?
I'm a creature of the internet.
Okay, let's change the.
I'm
button.
A podcast
no, but no,
icon.
You're a personality. Is what you are. You're a nationally known radio personality.
Change the
Do
boat.
Not take that away from
me. It will say entertainer.
Oh, yeah. No. It should
well,
say entertainer.
You are an entertainer, Mike.
I'm a Potter-tainer.
Potter-tainer?
Potter-tainer.
Computer-tainer.
What can we...
Potter-tainer.
We're Potter-tainers.
No.
That sounds too much like potty. That sounds like we're doing
bad
things.
No, you're a national
things.
Radio personality.
You know what we are? Oh, my God, I know what we are.
What are we?
We're entertainers.
That's
oh
it.
My God, entertainer.
Right.
Somebody log that URL right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
It'll be worth nothing.
Entertainment.
In 2 days.
Entertainment. That's what
love
we do.
It.
Entertainment.
So, because
we're actually
this,
inside the internet.
Yes. Do
yes,
you hear that, Patrick? Do you hear that, Patrick McHugh? You
yes,
hump?
McHugh.
McHugh.
Hey, McHugh.
McHugh.
Just like the Matrix.
So... As entertainers, because I like to do the outdoorsy thing, I'm finding myself again and again going into the fishing department at Bass Pro Shops.
Of course.
And I've also, there are two things that have been consistent in my life down here. Trips to the Bass Pro Shop and fecal urgency.
Oh,
we gone
no.
fishing.
One of the things that I've learned about my insides is that I forget to hydrate a lot.
Sure. Well, you're on
I'll
the go.
I'll be having a good time when I'm out of doors. I'm excited. I'm new to this Florida lifestyle, and so I do not remember to drink plenty of fluids. And it's very, very important when you're out in the hot weather. It's been in the low 90s around here.
Sure.
It's very important to continuously hydrate and to do it on a regular basis, and I just don't always remember. So I went out, came home after being out all afternoon, and Mrs. O'Meara and I enjoyed dinner together in our teeny little hut down here.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, did you hydrate? She said, you better hydrate
what
right
What was for
now.
Dinner?
I don't know. I don't know, some chicken.
Do you know what's like really that. Great if you can do it is get ribs, fried shrimp, and right. chicken tenders.
Yep.
Delicious.
The grand slam pie.
Hey, Rob, Rob with 1B, what kind of sides did you have with that?
Oh, I had some French fries.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'll have a side of hamburgers, please.
Yeah. Can't go wrong. Awesome. Hey, Mike, your birthday's around the corner. Just quickly before we get back to your dinner and your hydration.
That's right. Yes.
I found a ACR PLB375 Restlink personal locating beacon, where it also has a flashing beacon so people could find you at night or under the water, or B, built-in GPS, and it clips onto your belt.
It is so sad that he brought up the fact that it helps them find you underwater. Because you know what? That's really not a rescue. That is a recovery. So, I mean, I know you're a forward-thinking dude. And that's
It's waterproof is what I'm trying to say. Or avalanche-proof.
He got me when he said they could find it under the water. It's like, there's his body.
You know. Right. There he is, bloated.
They've got a thing that's attached to the ignition. It's called a dead man switch. So if I fall, but I don't attach that to
Mike, myself. All that does is turn off the boat.
Yeah, that's all it does.
It doesn't help them find you.
Oh, wait. Big win here. Miniature design, small as a cell phone, and floats.
But you cannot use it as a life preserver.
The body will be in the belly of some like hammerhead shark, but the little beacon will be, there it is.
Your belt will be in the top.
My bloody belt. My bloody shards of belt.
Just the shards of belt. God,
that's horrible. So I water up, and then it's off to the Bass Pro Shop, where I spend every one of my evenings.
Tell Yoko
we ought to get them on the
Yeah, you know, because, we also have Amazon that actually sells a lot of that stuff, too.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I love Amazon, too. My big ticket.
You can
I hate it when I can't talk about another retailer, for Christ's
sake.
No,
you can. You go there, and then you take a picture of what you want to buy, then you go home and order on Amazon. Then you don't have to carry anything.
You don't need to tell him that. That's what he's already doing. But he wants
exactly
to see
what
the stuff.
For 4 years, we've been reminding him how this works.
Mike, when you go to Bass Pro Shops to do your research for your Amazon
Hey, wait
purchase,
a minute. Hold on. The spotlight's being turned on me, and the spotlight should be turned on you, Spiewak.
Why?
You're the one that talked about Costco all the time.
Well, Mike, I will take this on the chin. I still have not figured out a way to buy fresh steak on Amazon, but I try every day.
Yeah. Look at you like you're going to get away with it. I'm not going to let you get away with that. How many commercials have we done for Amazon where you mentioned Costco?
How many? Thousands, Mike. Thousands. At least twice a show.
My point is I'm getting singled out. You're the guy.
Oh, my God. I'm not singling you out.
On Amazon, they have Omaha Steaks.
Your brain's
got
a shell on it, Rob.
Yeah, well, you know what? You know what? You and I need to buddy up on this one because this problem is over there and just got a haircut.
Guys, I'm just...
Just pipe down. Mike,
I am working towards the collective good.
Yep.
You guys are
then
working
shut
to
up.
What's the most convenient towards yourselves.
Shut up. Then shut up.
I have a question. Funny. When you get to the Bass Pro Shop, are you at a point yet where the people that work there like give you a knowing hello because you go in?
Nope, not close.
Because it's like a superstore.
Four times, five times tops. Like,
but you'll
like
get
he
there.
Is at Costco, right? Like he is at Costco.
Right now, I'm on Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show. They have Omaha Steaks, the complete treat. They have a $49.99
this
value.
This is not the
they
issue.
Have 5 ounce fillets. They have they have a fantastic four feast with
really?
Four fillets.
Do they have a red ball that could be jammed in your mouth and we could hold it in with a leather belt?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're saying
a
lot of stuff.
They have everything on Amazon.
They do. They sure do.
Do they have a red ball?
Yeah. Do they have a pistol? All right.
So let me tell you what happened at Bass Pro Shops.
Please.
You remember when I went up to the gun department, and as we were walking out, I talked about the fact that somebody floated a horrible air biscuit?
Yes.
Well, that was right around the same time. It's like 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. It's the evening time.
Mike, and it's a postprandial thing. It's an after-meal reaction.
Yes. We eat early down here. We eat early down here. So I had all this water, and I thought, oh, my God.
Agua.
I've got, you know, I get the urgency. I'm like right in the middle of the jelly worms and the Rapallo lures, and I get this incredible urgency, and I'm like.
You're not eating the jelly worms, are you? Because they're not gummy.
No, but I'm afraid to relax. We're talking about.
Oh, no, you've clenched.
The pain. I clenched, but I said, you know what? Let me just see. And then I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure that is air. And
oh,
expelled
what in my opinion, in all the years, and I've been doing this for a long time,
yes.
Rob, you know this. You've worked with me a long time. I am a lot longer on sound, thank God.
Yes, you are.
Than I am on odor. Mm-hmm. I always have been, mm-hmm. and I'm very blessed. There was a tremendous exception to this rule.
Oh, wow.
Based on whatever. I don't know if it was just waiting too long, the excitement of the day. I'm not sure.
And you're excited,
jelly worms.
You're excited to be among stuff you like to look at, and you know, you get worked up, and it just happens. Is there any way you could go outside this store and take the bee off the sign so it said Ass Pro Shops? Because apparently there is a commonality among the men that have a nice, tasty meal and then head over to look at the worms.
Well, let's just say, to use tennis jargon, I was receiving serve the last time I was in there, and I was giving serve. This time, I relaxed and I said, okay, and it just went on and on and on. Now, with me, I am not accustomed to it, and I will tell you something that I was going to purchase like a couple of little fishing lures in there.
Sure.
And it was so bad. I knew that this was not going to be confined to my little area of the aisle. This was not going to be confined to the aisle itself. This was going to be a section clear.
Wow.
This is how bad. I ran for my life out of the Bass Pro Shops because it was that hard. It was horrible.
It's like
it was horrible.
Natural,
I was terrified.
Those natural gas detectors go off.
Oscar, do you know how bad it was? It was so bad that they no longer sell live bait.
There's a rally for an ally with voice loud lifetime cry on a scene name of
it's the Honky on the Donkey Mike and Padre special.
The Best of O'Mara.
So we need some more wine from Brian Goethe.
We have the René Leclerc Bourgogne, 100% Pinot Noir from Burgundy. Most of the fruit comes from...
I'm looking at it on a high-definition camera in a studio in D.C., and I'm looking at you splash that around, and look at that
splish,
color.
Splash, splash.
Yeah. Look at that. You know what that is? That's just a holiday in a glass.
Yes, it is.
Now, you said both Pinot Noir and Burgundy. Now, they're both kinds of wines. Right. How do you determine what this is?
Actually, this is from the region Burgundy,
okay,
and it's 100% Pinot Noir.
Okay, and that's a type of grape.
Yes.
Ah,
so
the French.
All Burgundies are Pinot Noir, and all if they're red, if they're white, they're 100% Chardonnay. Oh,
okay. Very cool.
Something new to learn. This has got most of the fruit comes from a little area called Gevrey-Chambertin there. It's got a beautiful, dark, rich chocolate cherry notes to it and a lot of depth.
Yeah, this is really good.
Look at the legs on it.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous.
There you go.
He's busting at
there
the
lingo. You go. You remember that from me, the legs.
You taught me.
Way to go.
Remember?
Good. I'm making me proud. That's good stuff.
Look at that smile you have there, Mike.
Thank you. It's just I'm living vicariously through these guys. And, you know, this is a day. I'll be honest. This is a difficult day. I like you, Brian. I really do. You come into the studio, even when I'm all the way down here, it's difficult.
Yeah, I understand.
You got a phobic flyer on a 747 over there.
Yeah, I understand.
What would you pair this with?
Any game dish. If you did like Cornish game hen,
this is
turkey.
Phenomenal.
Great. Turkey, I was thinking.
Yeah, and anything that
can
you
can I
do
see the though. Bottle, please? Can you hold the bottle up to the camera, please?
Thank you.
Can you rub it
just
on his
show
camera?
Me the bottle. Hey.
Okay. Oh, look at that.
Take a picture and send him a text message.
What a beautiful old school. That's like an old school label.
Yeah. That's the classic style of this old French whites and reds. And house has been around for years.
French is my way to go, Brian. I know you like Spain. I know you're goofy for the Spanish wines. But boy, I tell you, I love
French. This is when Mike used to say, all right. I know you have to go back to work, but just take the rest of the afternoon off.
And a couple of times you said yes, and it was wonderful.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Let me get the plug in. The Oakton Wine Shop. Don't miss their Winter Wine Festival on Saturday, December 13th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Taste wine from Spain, France, Italy, and California. It benefits Jesse Fletcher. Let me give you some background. He was a Marine Scout sniper, Jesse Fletcher, of the 1st Battalion of the 6th Marines. He was injured by an improvised explosive device on October 17th, 2011 during Operation Enduring Freedom. He lost both his legs and suffered the loss of several fingers. After more than a year at Walter Reed, he is living in North Carolina, and Brian and company are going to try to raise some money for him to get some housing. Is that what we're doing?
Absolutely.
This for?
And you know, true American hero. And you know, we don't do enough. I mean, we hear enough of everything else that's the garbage that's on the news.
Right.
These guys, true American heroes, they're not getting enough, and we're doing as much as we can. We're donating a percentage of all of our sales next Saturday to Jesse directly. We're also raffling off one of my vendors have been awesome in supporting us. If you've been in the shop, we have this pop art. One of my vendors is painting a special bottle that we're raffling off, and 100% of the proceeds are going to Jesse. So it's an awesome,
good
awesome
stuff.
Cause.
Solid. So that's a percentage of all the wine that he sells. So get in there and do that. And when Brian does this, he does this legitimately. So
yes.
The fact is you stock up on your holiday wines and you do it coming up. You are actually going to really benefit Jesse as well. And is there any other way to help this guy besides just buying the vino?
Absolutely. You can give me a call at the shop. I have a direct, if somebody wants to do a donation directly, I have there's a Church of Good Hope down there. I have all the information. It's tax deductible, everything like that, and we can hook you up with that.
And
cool.
You can
very
also
good.
Be contacted through Facebook, right?
Absolutely.
Oakton Wine Shop has a Facebook page.
Contact me on Facebook. Contact me on Twitter. Direct email me at brian@OaktonWineShop, and we'll be more than happy to help you out.
If cool. you want to stop by this weekend, it's located at 2952 A, Chainbridge Road, and the number is 703-255-5425. So enjoy the vino, but we have to move on with Please. The show, ladies and gentlemen. Rob, I got to
yes.
ask you specifically about my Christmas tree.
Right.
You are...
Tannenbaum, Mike. That's what the Germans call it.
Did you go for the pre-lit Christmas tree last year?
I have the same tree that you have, but a taller version.
Okay. Have you had the same problem I've had where... certain entire segments of the tree don't have lights, that the lights
Ooh.
Go out, or do they all work? Because that's
I've
killing
had,
me
I've
right
had
now.
Pretty good luck. What you need to do is sort of isolate the problem. And there's on your tree, I think there's probably like 8 or 9 strings of lights.
Yeah.
And the string will go by itself. It won't kill all the lights, but there's a bad bulb,
yeah.
a bad fuse.
So
that's
does one bad bulb on a string kill the whole thing?
Depends on the lights. It depends. Some of them it does, some of it doesn't. But you
I'm
know what
I'm
you
sitting
can
there
do?
And I got like this patchwork, and I'm trying to, you know, do my Florida Christmas thing, and it sucks ass.
What is a Florida Christmas?
Yes. I'm putting the tree.
Set the scene for us, though. There's sun.
Well, can we get some Christmas music, please?
Yeah, we can.
I'd love to set the scene for you down here.
It's a holly jolly
in
Christmas.
In Christmas thing. Oh, here it is. I found some Christmas music.
Please.
Here we go.
That's not it.
I am Mike O'Mara. My wife and son are gone.
No, that's not exactly what you're looking for, I'm sure.
I am alone in my own home. I will not celebrate the holiday. I will only wallow. In my own loneliness.
See, I don't think that's the image you want
is
to give.
Is the tree fully decorated?
What about
No, we are waiting
like
for
this,
Mrs. O'Mara Mike. To return.
You could surprise
Hi, everybody.
Her.
What?
You could surprise
no, no, no,
her
I asked
decorate.
Her. I actually, right. She knows that I put the tree up out on the lanai. We don't have a lot of space here now, so I put it out
now,
on
wait.
The lanai. It actually sits outside.
She told me that you would put the tree right in your right by your dining room, and it was going to be
we
an
decided,
inside tree.
Hey, what's the point of that? I mean, that you know, I thought it would be a really cool idea to put it out there, and it looks great out there. You know that the outdoors is part of the indoors here in South
Florida. Yes. Indoors and out of doors.
Yes, sir. Right.
What if you decorated it and surprised her? Because maybe no means yes in this.
Well, because why no? Let me tell you this.
That's what Bill Cosby says.
What it is you know, just take the you know is it too soon? To,
I think it might be right about right.
Yeah. Take the pill and put it in the bottom of the wine glass and drink it, and I'm gonna go get into my robe.
Actually,
that's
Mike,
it. Just a taste.
No, I thought you were gonna go get ornaments.
We spoke, Mike. We
I've decorated my penis with a lovely Christmas ornament, and now I just need you to take the pill. Put the pill into the bottom of the glass and drink it down.
I spoke to you.
Too
I spoke
soon.
To your Christmas tree,
too
Mike.
Too soon, yeah, probably too soon.
And was
not in any way
said.
Diminishing what that
no.
man did, okay?
No, no,
I'm sorry,
no, no.
But Jesus Christ, we've been...
If, you,
know,
if you don't laugh, you cry.
I mean, we have... Yeah, okay, go ahead, Rob.
I
yes.
spoke to your tree, and the tree said that when it woke up, it had been decorated. That's all we know. That's all we know. The details are sketchy.
The thing about it is, what's frustrating with me is that I looked at it and I do not have this. This is once again the mathematical mind that Mike O'Mara does not possess. They go, I looked online how to do this, where you go through and you check bulbs with a good bulb and
right.
So not all the bulbs necessarily are bad on the string that's bad. You just have to find that one bulb or maybe this little fuse. This fuse that's
oh,
the
tiny,
size
like
of a goddamn eyelash.
It's like a tic-tac, yeah.
So, and I believe the conspiracy is there that they're just trying to sell more Christmas trees, more of the pre-lit Christmas
and
trees.
And that's
I'm
the problem.
That.
The thing is, the problem is with our pre-lit tree is the lights are, like, attached.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't, like... easily take out a string and replace it.
Ah.
Now, yeah. You could insert another string where the dead spot is and leave the dead guys in there and just hope no one notices.
Yeah. I've done that before.
Yeah, my mom
just
did
double
that.
Up.
Yeah,
you
double
put
up.
Like you just put another string
yeah.
in.
Yeah, yeah. Just, I have my pre-lit tree is white lights, but I also add a few hundred colored lights because I think it makes it look even better.
So you have a pre-lit tree with white lights and then you add some colored lights
mm-hmm.
on there?
I do. I
Why would you ruin that tree?
Oh, because I love to ruin things, Oscar. I love to sit down.
Hey, Rob, give Rob some more wine. Give Rob a little more wine. Yeah. Rob needs some more wine, please.
I'll take what we just had.
Ford. All right, very good. Ford, he needs more wine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ford, just to get off your ass. Jesus. Yeah. All right.
But I love to make things as ugly as possible and, if possible, ruin the holiday for my kids.
But Rob, let me tell you something. I'm curious. How about the size? Do you match the size of the colored lights with the white lights or do you use larger colored lights?
I use what the classics would call the Merry Midgets, the little guys.
The little guys?
General Electric Merry Midgets.
You think I screw things up if I go with a larger colored light on the tree?
You would have to put it all over the whole tree, and you need to put one string of white lights in the dead spot. Otherwise, you're not going to have it looking symmetrical. You've got to fill in.
Is there any way I can repair the string that I have?
If you test every bulb and
every bulb, right? I have to test
it.
Call the neighbor guy.
And you know what else? Sometimes
I'm not calling Dennis to do that because the shelf is it's so perfect, by the way.
Nice.
It is so perfect. That work that I did, that has now completely dried into that wall. Mm-hmm. You have no evidence that there was ever a shelf there.
Look at that.
I am Johnny Handy. I am handyman on the spot, baby.
John Q. Handy.
How you're blind.
WC Handy.
How you doing?
Mike, you know what could be the problem? And this happens because I was the one who actually packed your tree away. We really had to jam it in that box.
Yeah.
You know that a dead bulb will be the same as a loose bulb. Go through and check that all the bulbs are tight.
Loosey-goosey.
How do you check them?
You pull it out and put it back in.
Yeah.
Will you pull it out and pull? You mean, but well, I mean, if it's dead and I pull it out and put it back in, it's going to still be dead.
The first thing I would check is loose bulbs.
Yeah.
Because if one bulb
that's
is
the
loose.
Culprit.
But once again, if they're not loose and it's dead, then how do I check
then it? Then you go through and you change. You find a good bulb. You buy a brand new bulb. You go to a hardware store and you say, Mr. Cunningham, I
got the. I already did. I bought the brand new bulbs.
And then you put a new bulb in and you keep moving one bulb to the next until you find your weak link. It's tedious. It's tedious work, my friend. But it will work.
I might do it.
You should do it.
I'll do it right after I finish the blinds.
That'll be
safe. Mm-hmm. No.
That's when I'll do it.
Hey,
I'll make sure that it's taken
care. I don't know what the rules are for children, but do you have to keep your son away from the tree because they can pull on the
lights? Well, what I want to do is keep Brian Gauthier away from his phone because he's going through his phone, and I'm looking over his left shoulder, and he is surfing Facebook, I believe.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
And that's Gary Stein doing Mike O'Mara doing Gary Stein. Listen, we hope you will listen to our show. We have great fun, great guests every week.
We certainly do, and pretty soon the box set comes out.
And frankly, it's just not the same without you. Check it out at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
The Tony Perkins Show. And now, the best of O'Mara.
And without further ado, let's get to the audio vault for Wednesday, October 16, 2013, Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Thank you for bringing up the McCartney concert because it reminds me your buddy Robert sends his best.
Please stop by and say hello.
You know, Robert was more excited about meeting Tony than seeing McCartney in concert.
I don't blame him. I mean, it's cool. And it just looked, Rob did such a beautiful job of playing clips from that concert in here.
Oh, man.
And you guys look like, I mean, it really was hit after hit after hit after hit.
Rob
I know
put
you're...
together this little compendium, not compendium.
Like a montage.
A montage,
right.
Yeah, of all the songs McCartney played. It's great.
Yeah,
and
it's
you, I mean, you can just listen to that for 10 minutes
yeah,
or whatever
it's
it is.
Very it's cool. And, you know, we are going on our fourth anniversary of meaning to go out to dinner with our families. So let's try and make that happen before
absolutely.
Christmas.
Absolutely.
Talking music. Oh, and real quick, Mike, just again, congratulations on last night.
On deck is Infante. Game over. Red Sox win game 3. And a 1-0 final here in Detroit.
So you had to be happy with that.
If you like offense, it's not a lot of fun watching these games because
but that's
I mean,
pure tension for you.
Oh my God, it's the whole game is like that, and there's just not a lot of home runs. But one, there was one yesterday that counted, and hey, it was a Mike Napoli.
Hey, he's so good.
Oh, Mike Napoli, he's such a good boy. He's a big bat. He taken a ball, hit it over the fence, and he did try to lose.
If he loses, is he sad though?
Oh, he come by. If he
strike out, he walked back to the dugout. He goes, oh, so sad. But then he laughed.
When he wins? Very good. I know Tony loves music, and I wanted to pull one of these because this one fell into my lap this week.
Yep.
When we play isolated vocals of great singers stripped away from the instruments. Now, okay. Queen, one of the great bands of all time. Check out, of course, you know this song, Somebody to Love. He wants every day. And there's so much production that goes into a Queen record, sometimes I think Freddie Mercury's voice gets a little lost in it.
Yeah, Freddie Mercury. You got Freddie Mercury isolated?
I want you to hear Freddie's voice isolated. This is really great.
Every day I try, but everybody wants to put me down. They say I'm gone crazy. They say I got a lot of water in my brain. I got no common sense. I got nobody left to believe.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Wow, love that.
That is so cool when you do that.
And, you know, anytime someone is on one of those America's Got Talent shows and Blake Shelton goes on and on about what a great singer they are, I wish they'd just play a tape of that.
Right.
And let you know that really the pure talent does exist, but it's few and far between.
Absolutely.
That's one of my favorite Queen songs.
Is it really?
There's another song that's not as well known by them called Let Me Live. Do you know that?
I probably would know it if I heard it.
You got to check that out. Check that out.
Killer Queen is my favorite.
It's a great
song.
That
is a good one.
Just because of the lyric. Killer Queen, Gunpowder Gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind anytime.
And you know what? I have to wonder what it must be like. I'm a little younger than you guys, not much. What was it like when you first heard those records? Because nothing like that had ever sounded like that before.
And, you know, I'm glad you bring that up, and I'll ask you about this because we grew up, and Tony and I are pretty much the exact same age, and we grew up in an era, and what's amazing nowadays, and you look at the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where there was a period of time in music right around, I would say, the late 70s into the early 80s, where it was between bands like Prince, Michael Jackson, Billy Joel, Elton John. It was every single week, it seemed like, we were getting a brand new hit record. Throw in Whitney Houston and things like that, and it's just constant with Top 40 radio.
Well, I got to say, for Queen and like Killer Queen, that's like 1973, I think.
Oh, my God, that's old. Yeah, that's old.
For me, that was now, some of your listeners may not know, I'm a black man. And
how's that?
Well, both my parents were.
No! So much is making sense now.
But no! I grew up listening to soul music, as it was called then. Aretha Franklin, Otis Redding, James Brown. And I got into the Top 40 thing right around 73 or so.
I
moved into a different neighborhood and so got exposed to that.
Right.
So these sounds were brand new to me, and they were fascinating. I mean, I was as fascinated as I was drawn to it just because it sounded great.
Right.
But because in my world, it was all about, you know, she loves me, I don't love her, we broke up, what's she doing with that man?
Right.
It was all love stuff.
Right.
I mean, Killer Queen, what are the lyrics again?
She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind.
Like, what the hell? Yeah. What is this?
That ain't Jackie Wilson.
Right, right. Yeah. But it was great. It
and
was
you
great.
Produced you produced the Donnie Simpson show for...
Yes, I did, from 85 to 92.
85 to 92. Yeah. So you were in the middle of the Michael Jackson thing,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So you produced when that music was just...
When and Bad came out.
There's 93K. KYS, one of the great urban stations in the United States, and a radio station that I listened to for the DJs.
Yeah, I know.
You had Donnie in the morning, you had Chuck Davis in the midday, you had Jeff Leonard in the afternoon, and the thing about the original urban radio stations in America, at least we had them in D.C., they were the coolest DJs.
Oh, the coolest, absolutely.
They made you want to be DJs.
Absolutely.
93 KYS, Jeff Leonard, Der Kommissar, After the Fire. At your house. It's okay, they left the TV on the lawn, though. You know, just cool breaks like that.
It was great. Yeah. It was
93
radio.
KYS, Chuck Davis.
That's
Hi,
Chuck.
How are you? Yes, sir. And then Donnie, who I can't do an impression of Donnie because Donnie was just cooler than any
human being known
to me.
Well, if you could do Donnie Simpson, you'd still be on the radio.
Yeah.
Because Donnie's that good.
Yeah, Donnie's terrific. Donnie wrote the nicest thing on Facebook, tribute to his wife on their anniversary. You get a chance to see that.
Yeah.
Just really cool. And Donnie, like so many of us in this this wonderful business, you know, where they said, oh, thank you. Thank you for all that great work. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
You know, it's
been
nice. It's
yeah,
frustrating, that. But, you know, Donnie, that was great radio
station. That's when radio, you know, and you remember this, that was working with Donnie, he was at the top of his game. He was king of the hill.
Absolutely.
Number one
for
in
a
mornings.
Long, long time.
Right, right. He could do anything he wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So there would be mornings where we would play Earth, Wind, and Fire for an hour, Elton John. I mean, and the end, it was exciting. It was different. And the audience, you know, if they were a Don and Mike fan, if they were a Donnie Simpson fan, whatever, they would go with you on that ride. Sure. Programmers think, they don't want to hear that. They only want to hear, you know, Stevie Wonder, Part-Time Lover. And,
right,
you know, whatever.
Exactly.
That's the way they think.
You follow the talent. And you know what? I'd love to talk, but time is of the essence.
Oh,
that's your
here.
Fault, everybody.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.